This is Getting to Know Your Bible, a program dedicated to the proclaiming of the good news of Jesus Christ. Here's Billy Lambert.
I remember when I was a small boy, back in the day where you didn't buy all of your clothing at the clothing goods store, and the women would make their own clothing, their own dresses. And I remember watching my mother make a dress one day, and she went to town and she found a pattern that she liked at a store, and she brought the pattern home, she bought the cloth, and she began to cut the cloth according to the pattern and made a very beautiful dress. You know, a lot of things in life are according to a pattern, probably more than we actually realize. And I want us to think about that today. We're going to talk about the pattern. You could even call it the pattern of life. Now, I'm Billy Lambert, and I am the regular speaker on Getting to Know Your Bible. And I want you to know how happy I am to have you watching our telecast today. And I hope that you'll stay tuned as we talk about this pattern. I think you'll find it very intriguing. And if you're watching for the first time, let me give you a big welcome to watching Getting to Know Your Bible. And if those of you are watching as a regular viewer of Getting to Know Your Bible, may I tell you how much that means to me for you to be a regular, constant viewer of our telecast. Now, today on Getting to Know Your Bible, we're offering a free Bible correspondence course. I emphasize it is free. So don't think that we're going to get you on the telephone and then ask for your credit card number, because that's not going to happen. All you have to do is to follow the instructions we're going to give you to receive the free Bible correspondence course. And you really don't even have to talk to anyone. You can leave your telephone number. You can leave your name, address, and your telephone number on the answering machine when you call. So it's a very painless, very simple way for you to receive this Bible course. And in order that you might know more about the course and how you can receive it, we're going to pause for just a moment.
To help you in your study of the Bible, we want to send you this Bible correspondence course. This course is non-denominational. It's based on the Bible. It's conducted by mail, and it's free. To receive this course, write to Getting to Know Your Bible, P.O. Box 314, Summerdale, Alabama, 36580. Or call toll-free 1-877-711-5214.
I'm going to read today from the book of Hebrews, chapter 8, and I want to start reading in verse number 1. Now, of the things which we have spoken, this is the sum. We have such an high priest who is set on the right hand of the throne of the majesty in the heavens, a minister of the sanctuary, and of the true tabernacle, which the Lord pitched, and not man. For every high priest is ordained to offer gifts and sacrifices, whereof it is of necessity that this man have somewhat also to offer. For if he were on earth, he should not be a priest, seeing that there are priests that offer gifts according to the law, who serve unto the example and shadow of heavenly things. As Moses was admonished of God when he was about to make the tabernacle. For see, saith he, that thou make all things according to the pattern showed to thee in the mount. Now I want you to notice the expression here, make all things showed thee according to the pattern that was in the mountain. You know, the word pattern, as it is used here and elsewhere in the Bible, means a mold. It is a guide. It is a mold or an ideal for making something or copying something. Just as I illustrated a while ago with my mother taking a pattern to make a dress. And she would cut the cloth out according to the pattern or in keeping with the pattern. And she was not able to deviate from the pattern because should she do that, well, then the dress would not be properly made to fit her. You know, in New Testament times, the word pattern meant form or it meant to be a figure. It was a blueprint. And the Hebrew writer is quoting from the Old Testament when he said that when Moses was told to build the tabernacle, he was told to build the tabernacle according to the pattern that had been given to Moses for the tabernacle when Moses was receiving the Ten Commandments upon Mount Sinai. Now, if we didn't follow a pattern in life, first of all, life would be rather difficult and confusing. There's a pattern needed in life when you start building a home. Suppose that your family decided you're going to build a new house and you're going to employ an architect to draw up a blueprint. Why would you do that? Well, you say we draw up a blueprint because we're going to have a contractor to come and we don't want him to tell him just to go out there on this vacant lot and just build a house. We want him to follow the blueprint. Well, the blueprint's nothing more than a pattern that you follow. Or you before you build that house, you lay the foundation for that house. And that there has to be a pattern for a foundation. There are certain dimensions that must be met for that foundation to be correct in order that the blueprint for the house can be built upon that foundation. Or suppose you decide you're going to bake a cake. Let's just suppose that you're going to make your special pound cake. Well, you begin to get all of the ingredients out. But you say, I can't always remember all the ingredients, so I get a recipe. And I go to where I keep all your recipes, maybe in a booklet or in a file or in a drawer somewhere. And you follow the recipe for you to bake that pound cake that your family loves so much. Well, that recipe is nothing more than a pattern that you follow to make that cake. Life would be confusing if we didn't follow a pattern. Just suppose you said, well, I don't know what the recipe is for the cake. I'll put a pinch of this and a dab of that and a spoonful of this and a little of that. I don't know that your family would want to eat that cake. And you might be embarrassed. You might be ashamed of it. But if you follow the pattern, if you follow the recipe, then it's going to turn out to be very beautiful and a good cake. I know that my mother-in-law could make one of the most delicious pound cakes you ever put in your mouth. Now deceased, my granddaughter decided that she wanted to follow Granny's recipe. And she got her recipe for that pound cake, and guess what kind of cake turned out? Most beautiful pound cake you've ever seen. Why? She followed the pattern. She followed the recipe. And God has had a pattern for everything that He has done for mankind. And we want to talk about those patterns today. For example, there was a pattern when God made the world. In Hebrews, the 11th chapter and verse 3, we read, by faith we understand that the worlds were made by the word of God, so that the things which are made were not made of things which do appear. The world was made by God's word, and God had a pattern for the way that He wanted the world constructed. You just think about the way that God and the design and the pattern in the universe and in our earth, for example. Think about the earth. Think about the ratio of water to land. That's not an accident. That's exactly the way that God made this old world. You think about the distance the sun is away from the earth. Some have suggested that should it be closer to earth, it would get so hot life would be impossible on this earth. And if the sun were farther away from the earth, it would get so cold we could not survive on this earth. There was a pattern or a way that God wanted it done, and that's the way He formed or made or created the world. Listen to Isaiah chapter 40 and verse 12. Who hath measured the waters in the hollow of His hand, and meted out the heaven with a span, and comprehended the dust of the earth in a measure, and weighed the mountains in scales and the hills in a balance? Now, how would you answer that question? And the answer is God. God is the one who measured the water in the hollow of His hand. He's the one that created the ratio of water and land, one to the other. He's the one that put the sun right where it is. He meted out the heavens with a span. He put the sun where it needed to be. He put the moon where it needed to be. The stars and the heavens are where they need to be. God made it with a plan. Everything suggests design. That's the reason the Bible says in Psalms 19:1, the heavens declare the glory of God, and the firmament shows His handiwork. So everything we see around us on this earth, even life itself, was not an accident. The universe is not an accident. It was all made according to the pattern of God. God also had a pattern when He made man. Well, what pattern did He use? He used Himself. He said, let us make man in our likeness. Let us make them male and female. So God created man and woman. Some people today do not know the difference between a man and a woman, but God knows the difference. God has known the difference, and He knows the difference today. And Eve knew the difference when she had a child. She said, I've gotten a man from the Lord. I think it is a reflection on an individual's intelligence to suggest they don't know the difference between a man and a woman, because God knows, and God made us after His likeness. That suggests design in the very way that we were made. Now, the Bible says God is a spirit, John 4:24. But we learn in Luke, the 24th chapter, in verse 39, that a spirit does not have a fleshly body, doesn't have flesh and bones. So we're made in not after the fleshly body of God, but the spiritual image of God. And we're made in His likeness. So God made man using a pattern. But there was also a pattern for the building of the ark. Now, during Noah's day, the world became so wicked that God said, the end of all flesh is come up before Me. And Noah found grace in the eyes of God, and He told Noah to make an ark. Now, Noah didn't know how to make an ark until God told him. As a matter of fact, he didn't know it was going to rain until God told him, because he had never seen it rain before. And he didn't know to build an ark until God told him. How to build an ark until God told him. And that's the reason we're told that Noah was saved by God's grace, Genesis 6 and verse 8. And Noah and his family were saved in that ark, and he did all that God told him to do, Genesis 6:22. But when Noah built the ark, God gave him a pattern. He told him the kind of wood to use, gopher wood. He told him the length of the ark, the width of the ark, the height of the ark. And Noah followed the pattern of God, and hence he and his family survived the flood. And Hebrews chapter 11 and verse 7 says, by faith Noah, being warned of God of things not seen as yet, prepared an ark to the saving of his house, by which he came the heir of the righteousness which is according to faith. So there was a pattern for Noah to follow to build the ark, and God gave him that pattern. Now, there was a pattern when God instructed Moses to build the tabernacle. Now, that's the passage from Hebrews chapter 8 and verse 5 is having reference to that in the Old Testament. See that you make all things according to the pattern that I showed you in the mount. And if you'll notice, for example, in Exodus the 25th chapter and in verse number 40, and look, and that thou make them after their pattern which was showed thee in the mount. Go back to Exodus chapter 25, verses 8 and verse 9. Let them make me a sanctuary. That's talking about the tabernacle. The tabernacle was a tent-like structure, and it was divided into two compartments, the holy place and the most holy place. And only the high priest could enter into the most holy place once a year to offer atonement on the Day of Atonement for his sins, his family, and for the sins of the whole nation of Israel. And so this was a place for worship. And God gave a pattern for how they were to build this place of worship. As the children of Israel moved through the wilderness, traveling through the wilderness for some 40 years, the tabernacle was made so they could carry it along with them. But there was a pattern made to it. He said, I want you to make it after the pattern of the instruments thereof, so shall you make it. They weren't left to their own ideas about how to build the tabernacle. There was an instruction, if you would please. They had a blueprint for the building of the tabernacle. And it was a very detailed blueprint. And I would urge you to go back to the book of Exodus and read about the very minute details for the building of that structure. They had no right to change it, to alter it in any sense of the word. I want you to keep that in mind. When you follow a pattern, you can't change that pattern, or else the product will not be in harmony or in keeping with, or it will not parallel what the pattern looks like. Now, not only did God have a pattern when He made the world, not only did He have a pattern when He made man, not only did He have a pattern when Noah was to build the ark, not only did He have a pattern when Moses was instructed to build the tabernacle, there was a pattern for the building of the temple. Now, the temple was built in a great measure like the tabernacle. That is, it had two compartments in it, just like the tabernacle. It was a permanent structure, so that they would not be moving it around from one place to the other, but it was called the temple. So the temple replaced the tent-like structure called the tabernacle, or the dwelling, or the sanctuary, as it is referred to in the Bible. And there, just as there was a pattern for the building of the tabernacle, there was a pattern for the building of the temple. Now, David had wanted to build the temple. But because David was a man of war, God did not allow him to build it. Now, if you'll read in 1 Chronicles, the 29th chapter, you will learn that David made some preparations for the building of the temple. But inasmuch as he was not allowed to do it, his son Solomon was allowed to build the temple. And after the temple was constructed, there came a day that they were going to dedicate that to the service of God. And on that occasion, Solomon prayed that God would be with the people. And God assured them that He would be with them. But He did tell them, if you'll notice in verses 18 and 19 of 2 Chronicles chapter 7, that God told them if they ever turned away from Him, they were going to have some hard times. I've often wondered, and I still do right now, that if the hard times being experienced in our own nation of the United States of America are not a result of our turning away from God. That's for something for us to think about. But in the midst of that, God said, if My people, which are called by My name, shall humble themselves and pray and seek My face, and I will hear from heaven, will forgive their sin, and I'll heal the land. So God was a God of hope, a God, and He made that promise to them. If they ever turned their backs, then they were to follow His pattern for their coming back to Him. So even when God's people wandered away from serving Him, He had a pattern. So there was a pattern for making man in God's image. There was a pattern for building the world. There was a pattern for the ark, a pattern for the tabernacle, and a pattern for the building of the temple. And the passages in 1 Chronicles 29 and verse 11 says, "And David gave to Solomon his son the pattern of the porch and of the houses thereof and the treasures thereof and the upper chambers thereof and of the inner parlors thereof and the palace of the mercy and the place of the mercy seat and the pattern of all that he had by the Spirit of the courts of the house of the Lord and of all the chambers around about, and of the treasures of the house of the Lord, and of the treasures of the dedicated things, that he gave Solomon the pattern for building the temple. And Solomon followed that temple." Solomon did not have the right to change the pattern. But God also had a pattern when he built the church. There was a pattern for the builder. Jesus said in Matthew 16:18, "I will build my church." So there's the pattern. I will build the church. If there's a church built up by someone other than Christ, it was built by the wrong individual. Would you not agree? Then there was the foundation of the church. In Ephesians, the second chapter, verses 19 and 20, the body of Christ, the church, the temple of God, is built upon the foundation of the apostles and prophets, Jesus Christ Himself being the chief cornerstone. So it is built upon the right foundation. Other foundation can no man lay than that which is laid, which is Christ Jesus. So the church is built, has a pattern for its builders, has a pattern for its foundation. But where did church begin? Is there a pattern for the place the church was to begin? Well, in Isaiah, the second chapter, the Bible says it shall come to pass in the last days that the mountain of the Lord's house shall be established in the mountains and be exalted above the hills. And all nations shall flow unto it, and many people shall go and say, "Come ye, let us go unto the house of God, unto to the mountain of the God of Jacob. He will teach us of His ways, we'll walk in His paths, for out of Zion shall go forth the law and the word of God from Jerusalem." He's talking about the building of God's house. And the house of God was to be built in the city of Jerusalem. I find it interesting and instructive that in Luke, the 24th chapter, in verse 49, Jesus told His disciples, "Tarry ye in the city of Jerusalem until ye be endued with power on high." And it was in the second chapter of Acts, in the city of Jerusalem, that the Bible says that when the day of Pentecost was fully come, they were all with one accord in one place, and suddenly there came a sound from heaven as a rushing mighty wind, and it filled all of the house where they were sitting. And there appeared unto them cloven tongues like as in fire. And it set upon each of them, they all filled with the Holy Spirit and began to speak with other tongues, as the Spirit gave them utterance. Now it was in the city of Jerusalem, on the day of Pentecost, which incidentally was the first day of the week, the Jews were instructed in the book Leviticus, chapter 23, to count 7 Sabbath days, that's 49 days, and on the day following the 7th Sabbath day, observe Pentecost. So it was the first day of the week, or Sunday. The second chapter of Acts, which is composed of 47 verses, tells about the birthday of the church. That is the day the church had its beginning. And it was built in the city of Jerusalem. So a church started in some other city other than in Jerusalem was in the wrong place. So there's a pattern for the church. But God has a pattern for the plan of salvation. In Romans 6:17-18, "God be thanked that you were servants of sin, but you've obeyed from the heart that form of doctrine which was delivered you," that pattern of doctrine which was delivered you. What is that form of doctrine? Paul said in 1 Corinthians 15, I preached the gospel to you. You're saved by the gospel. He said, I delivered unto you first of all how that Christ died for our sins according to the Scripture, that He was buried, that He rose again the third day according to the Scripture. Those are facts to believe. There's a pattern of doctrine to be obeyed. Like Jesus died, we die to sin. Like Jesus was buried in a tomb, we're buried in a watery grave. Like Jesus was raised from the dead by the power of God, we come out of that watery grave to walk in the news of life. Romans 6, 1 through 5. Hence, we obey the gospel. Paul told the Corinthians, you are saved by the gospel. What did they do to be saved? Acts 18, 8. Many of the Corinthians, hearing, believed, and were baptized. You see, there's a pattern for our salvation. The gospel pattern. And then finally, we have a pattern to follow, and that's Jesus. 1 John 2 and 6 says, we ought to walk as He's walked. Jesus left a pattern for how we're to live our lives. He was kind. We're to be kind, loving. He was forgiving, merciful. We need to follow in the footsteps of the Lord Jesus Christ. You see, there is a pattern for everything that we do in this life. God had a pattern for when He made the world, when He made man, when He told Noah how to build the ark. There was a pattern or a form to be used, or a blueprint to be used. When He built the tabernacle and the temple, there's a blueprint for the church. There's a blueprint for the plan of salvation. And there's a blueprint for how to live our Christian lives today. Now, Moses' instruction was, I want you to make sure you do everything according to the pattern. You know, that's pretty advice today, isn't it? Pretty good advice for us right now. To do everything that we do religiously according to the pattern of God, according to the blueprint of God. Can't deviate from it. Can't add to it. Can't take away from it. Got to do it just exactly like God said. I want to thank you for watching today. You've been so kind in tuning in to watch the telecast today. I want to thank you from the bottom of my heart. And right now, I want to urge you to visit the Church of Christ in your community. Call us if you're not sure where it's located. We'll tell you where it is. And also right now, pick up the telephone. Call for the pre-Bible correspondence course. Or if you prefer, you can take it online. But right now, please do everything you can within your time right now to get the Bible course headed your way. You can do that right now. Pick up the telephone. Just all you have to do. Call right now. And I want you to know that we love you, and may the Lord bless you and keep you is my prayer.
Getting to Know Your Bible has been presented by Churches of Christ. If you have a question about the church, or if you would like the location of a Church of Christ near you, or to receive the free Bible course, write to Getting to Know Your Bible, P.O. Box 314, Summerdale, Alabama 36580, or call 1-877-711-5214.